Peggy, Carroll County has just received the results of their federal audit. If you could just give me a brief overview and what that audit means for the residents of Carroll County.
Well, thank you, Chelsea, for having us today. We do thank the local press and the radio for always wanting to report things from the courthouse. This does give us an opportunity to showcase the good things going on in our local government. I know that your listeners are going to think that it's refreshing to hear and the county be part of an example of elected officials working together for their constituency. No shutdowns, no vetoes, just common sense decisions to benefit the taxpayers. And that's what this audit shows. It's a federal audit for the years 2011 and 2012. We have good numbers, good carryover balances, and good management, according to the auditor. I do want to discuss the type of audit this is. It's considered unqualified, and people get that confused, as that sounds like not good enough. And actually, it means quite the opposite. An unqualified audit is known as a complete audit, meaning that the work has been performed and researched so thoroughly that there's not a possibility for discrepancies because they've checked it so well. An unqualified audit analyzes both the internal systems as well as the details in the county's books to come up with these financial statements. We're required to do federal audits on any amounts that exceed $500,000 in 1 year. Carroll County is very active in their bridge program with the federal government. Therefore, we meet that level every year. So we will continue to have two-year audits as well as the four-year audits done by the state for as long as I can think. I know the question is, with the federal shutdown, does that mean that the $1 million we brought in for the bridge program is at stake? And I don't know how to answer that, except for we have documents that show that we will receive these monies. It may be detained until these people get back to their desks or in their area, but we have every reason to believe that we will get the money that has been allocated to us this year.
How does this audit compare to the one that was done in 2010?
Well, the 2010 audit showed that there were basically a couple of areas that we needed a little improvement on. I considered them very minor, and the adjustments were very easy to make. Our One Right system in the offices has a carbon, of course, but they wanted a copy made and put in a file of any purchase that a constituent made or a taxpayer. They wanted duplicate receipts, and we have made that change. One of the other findings had to do with the sheriff's internal control. That's a small department in that there's only one office manager, and someone else needed to look at the bank statements and the receipts and the deposits for that office, and they have changed that. They've segregated those duties. Another thing they pointed out in 2010 was that we needed an investment policy here in the county. Prior to that, we really did not have an investment policy written, and now we do, and that is now going to come into play since we do have some reserve funds that we will need to put in some type of CD. We're in the process of taking bids on that, as a matter of fact.
Well, and speaking of this year's audit, which was more than 40 pages or so, it talks about some of the county's finances. And if you could, it's a little difficult to maybe understand what's going on with the finances. There seems to be a lot of money, but it seems to have gotten better since 2010, 2011. So talk about the county's finances.
Well, you're correct. The county's net position continues to increase. In 2012 and 2011, We had increases, receipts exceeding total disbursements, $364,000 in 12 and $219,000 in 2011. And many people have asked, well, what do you attribute that to? And you have to look around. You know, we are in a depressed economy. However, the increase in the state-assessed railroad and utility valuations, and most particularly the two major pipelines, plus the ethanol plant that have been situated in Carroll County, have gone a long way in helping us with this increase in our receipts.
I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute. What exactly is a net position? What does that allow the county to do?
Well, that allows us to go into the next budget year with a carryover balance to be able to use for the items that we need to update or upgrade. And a good example of that is we most recently have purchased new computer hardware for the offices of the assessor, the county clerk, and the county collector treasurer. In the past, the county would have to enter into a lease purchase and make quarterly payments for many years to be able to expend that much on one item, nearly $100,000. So with the carryover balance and with the net position being that we have more money to give people in their budgets, we were able to, just in the last 2 weeks, purchase the hardware rather than going into a lease purchase program. We saved the interest. We got new equipment. It will last. Computer years are funny. You know, the units on our desk were from 2007, and our computer experts say they are worn out, completely worn out, and we had to do something. And so it's a great thing to be able to write a check for the purchases that we made rather than have to borrow taxpayers' money and pay interest on it.
Now, I don't want to get too deep in the numbers, but for those out there listening, what does the county have in their budget? What do they expend most on? I mean, obviously you have to have somewhat of a balanced budget. So if you could, what are you operating with now and how does it compare to what you used to have?
In any budget where you have nearly 50 employees, that is the biggest expense, the employees. And back to the numbers, there's no way that one particular office or one particular office holder could have an audit this great, this complete, this detailed, and this correct without having great personnel in place. So all the accolades go to everyone that sit in the offices that work together, along with the county commissioners who allocate money in our budgets to continue. County employees have received a raise, sometimes significant, over the years. We like to say that we, as budget officer, give our employees the tools necessary to do their jobs good, hence the new computer equipment. Besides employee expense, the next expense, most obviously, is running the sheriff's department. That's a huge expense. Obviously, he has the most employees with benefits that all county employees get. And then just keeping equipment, modern equipment. You know, gravel roads eat up tires. They buy a lot of tires and they use a lot of fuel. And so the expenses are great in those areas.
Well, looking at the federal audit, it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it appears that quite a bit of money has been focused on bridges and replacement projects. And how many were you able to complete over the last couple of years?
Well, that's a great question because people see our road and bridge department all over the county installing tubes and such as that, but the federal projects were construction companies bid and engineers make the plans for. There were seven new structures completed in the last couple of years, and that amount exceeded $976,000 for federal BRO money that was filtered into the county.
And maybe for those out there that don't know, I guess now is a good time to explain the difference in the federal and the state audit.
The federal audit only looks over the financial statements as to how we brought in the federal money and how we spent it out. The state audit actually goes to each office and they dive into how they handle the statutes, if they're properly following the laws set out by the state of Missouri in addition to the federal government.
And with such an excellent audit this year, I guess maybe I shouldn't use the word excellent, but a very good audit for the county this year, it's going to afford you the opportunity to possibly get more federal dollars next year or in the next couple of years?
Most definitely. The sources who have grant monies available, they look to see if you have properly handled the funds that they gave you. So, yes, we would be definitely eligible for more federal funding when they get that straightened out.
Certainly so. At the time we're speaking, and things are not as clear as they once were. What other big projects would you like to see the county work on? What's in the future?
The future in the next 3 weeks is that we're getting a new furnace, new boiler here at the courthouse. The old one's gone. It was quite a spectacle to watch that being broken down and taken out of here. Our local road and bridge crew developed a trolley type system in getting that broken down into 8 pieces and just getting it through the door hauled away, and the new system is to arrive any day and it will take up less space than the old one, and it's to be 92.7% energy efficient. And much of that money came from the ARRA funds, that's federal funds. And we got $33,350 from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, and they were the pass-through for the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act for lighting and the new boiler system. So it's a lot of paperwork and a lot of trouble to prepare the documents that they require. But then again, you know, with a furnace that was put in place in the 70s, you know it was bound to need to be replaced at some point. And now we were able to get the old one out and the new one in before the cold weather sets in.
Well, and speaking of new equipment, you touched on it briefly, the new computers. How much did that end up costing? Do you have that dollar amount?
I believe between all of the offices, putting it in place with, of course, a maintenance. We keep everything that we own, whether it has a warranty or not, we have maintenance so that if something breaks down, a person can come in and work on it. I believe our investment, we haven't written the checks yet because it's so new, but I believe our investment totaled around $45,000.
And will this allow everyone in the office to be more efficient, or is it just kind of getting them new computers? Does it have new software? How is it going to help people?
The tax system software is still the same, which was an important factor because it works. And honestly, it's taken us since 2007 to become proficient and comfortable with it. So no one wanted to change that. There are new programs and updates, and we are learning them. Some of us learn faster than others, and so we're working through those issues, but we'll get there. Anything new, anything, you know, new on your desk is different, and sometimes it's fun to find the new things, the new programs, but at this time of year when we're getting the tax bills ready to send out, it can also be, you know, frustrating. Where's my document? I lost this. I lost my address book. You know, we're struggling, but we'll get there.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to add about the audit or about any of the road projects or anything like that?
I just wanted to stress again that the economic condition of the county just continues to be upward, and we should be very appreciative that both Rockies Express and TransCanada Keystone Pipelines came through our area. They not only pay their fair share of the taxes, but they brought in the amount of sales tax in local use tax for the goods that they used and continue to use. Even though Enbridge is not coming through Carroll County, they have situated their office here in Carroll County, so we're getting the benefit of the use tax on the things that are passing through. We're just fortunate to have that revenue. That's what has allowed us to have the carryover balance in 2012, because the revenue solely from railroad and utility was $448,000 in 2012. So as you saw, our change in net position was $364,000. Nearly all of that was due to the railroad money.